Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Happy first of the month. On the first day of each month, we review Book of the Month. In order to be considered for Book of the Month, a book has to meet a very simple criteria. It's got to be impactful enough that it will either change your life or your perspective on the world. Now, whether it does or not, of course, is entirely up to you. If you consume it as a piece of entertainment, you're missing the point. But if you consume its content and internalize it, you have a realistic shot at growth. Our book this month is absolutely worthy of Book of the Month. It's a brand new book released just 2 weeks ago called How to Make a Few Billion Dollars by Brad Jacobs. His career began back in 1979 when he started a privately owned brokerage company called Amarex Oil Associates. He was 23 years old at the time with just a few thousand bucks in hand and no experience. Within 4 years, he and his partners had $4.7 billion in annual brokerage volume with offices worldwide. His was the first company to exploit arbitrage between the futures market based in New York and Chicago and the cash markets in Houston, London, and elsewhere around the world. The futures and cash markets dealt in the same oil commodity, but seemed largely oblivious to one another. As a result, the price for an identical barrel of oil often varied between markets, so all he needed to do was to buy on behalf of clients in one market and sell in another, make money on the difference. He sold Amarex in 1983, where he moved from New York to London, and the next year to start an oil trading company called Hamilton Resources, also privately owned. Hamilton generated about $1 billion a year in revenue, and he made this money through an opportunistic combination of crude oil trading, counter trade, pre-finance, and refinery processing deals. In 1989, he moved back to the U.S. and entered a new sector. That was the expanding field of solid waste management. He called his new venture United Waste Systems and took it public with his team in 1992. He became the industry's fifth largest player, and then in 97, he sold United Waste for $2.5 billion to the company now known as Waste Management. In 97, he started a new company called United Rentals to rent construction equipment for job sites all over North America. He later took that venture public the same year with a growth strategy that emphasized acquisition from the very beginning. Within 13 months, he had built the largest equipment rental company in the world and became the undisputed leader in the sector. Now, I could go on and tell you the rest of the story, but it should be clear by now that he's a serial entrepreneur at the highest level. When I heard this story, it became obvious that he probably had something to teach me. Throughout the book, he takes the reader through his thought process. He talks about how he had to rewire his brain to reject social conditioning. It starts with thought experiments. Before he can partake in any thought experiments, he needs to put himself in the right mindset that begins with a twice daily meditation practice. Many successful business people have huge egos, and after reading his book, Brad, to me, seems extremely grounded and humble. One of his mentors was a commodities trader named Ludwig Jesselson, and he told him early on in his career, he said, "Look, Brad, if you want to make money in the business world, you've got to get used to problems, because that's what business is. It's about finding problems, embracing, and even enjoying them, because each problem is an opportunity to remove an obstacle and get closer to success. Problems are an asset, not something to be avoided, but something to run toward. Big ambitions often beget bigger problems, and if your initial reaction to a major setback is overwhelming frustration, that's understandable, but it's also counterproductive. Once you're over that moment, pivot toward success. This is an opportunity to create value. If you can figure out how to solve the problem, you'll be closer to the goal." There's a lot of concepts in the book that really challenge conventional thinking. One of those ideas is the notion of radical acceptance. It really quiets the noise between yesterday's decisions and today's wishful thinking. And all of that requires checking your ego at the door and not allowing judgment to cloud your thinking. Building fast-scaling businesses requires having the wind at your back, which translates into leveraging a megatrend, some kind of disruption that could transform an industry. One of the things he looks for is an industry that's scalable. He wants to be able to envision how he'll take a business from a few million dollars to tens of billions of dollars. What will be the path to do that, and how fast can you move along that path? Is the industry growing faster than the economy, so that it'll generate top-line growth each year just by being part of that industry? What is the nature of the business? Is it realistic to significantly increase profit margin over time? What could prevent the business from doing that? And then structurally, is it an industry where companies have an advantage of size and economies of scale? Are there ways to grow the business organically or through mergers and acquisitions? And if it's through M&A, what multiples would you have to pay for those companies that you're looking to acquire? And is that number a big enough discount from the multiple you'd expect a publicly traded company to trade at? That's important because it's the arbitrage between the cost of capital and the multiple that you buy the companies at that creates the biggest value creation lever in a roll-up. Improving actual profitability of the business is the second biggest lever. There's so many nuances that he goes through in the breadth of this book. I learned a lot from this book, and I encourage you to read it if you have any interest in growing your business. And it doesn't have to be a multi-billion dollar business. The principles really apply to almost any business. It's a very accessible read. I was able to read it in several hours. It's written in a very straightforward style. And I strongly encourage you to go out and get a copy of How to Make a Few Billion Dollars by Brad Jacobs. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.